Have I told you my mom's name's Karen?
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
It's been tough, man. I saw her recently, and she was talking about how she'll like go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, and they'll be like, can I get a name for the order? And she'll say, my name's Karen. And she said, she'll notice the kid kind of like, what? Her name? It's brutal. Dude, I do explain to her, like, no, you're not a Karen, though.
Yeah, just keep being polite. Going to Chick-fil-A will help.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know those kids, though, in the kitchen are just like, Ashley!
We got another! That's five this hour!
Another Karen. This is crazy. Try to make her mad. Yeah. Screw up her order.
Yeah, screw up.
Get your phone.
Yeah.
Let's film her.
All right, film her. When she asks for honey mustard, give her ranch. See what she does.
She's going to lose it.
Yeah, my mom's not a Karen. I remember eating at McAllister's Deli years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And a poor kid had a tray of trash. And dropped the whole thing on my mom.
Oh my gosh.
She was like, these things happen. I mean, so nice. I think I'm a bit of a Karen. My mom's Karen, not a Karen. I am a little bit of a Karen. I would have been like, what's wrong with you?
These things don't happen.
Yeah, these don't happen unless you're an idiot. I'll never forget this. I was at Olive Garden in college. Splurging. Olive Garden's not that cheap.
Yeah, it's actually not even that good. And it's expensive.
Okay. Well,
sorry, Olive Garden, if you're out there thinking about sponsoring us.
But we were out in college, group of buddies go to Olive Garden, so we're splurging, right? We're like, wow, we might pay $13 each.
Ball out tonight.
And this lady has a tray full of six or eight waters, ice waters, and dumps all of them on me.
What is with your family and dumping?
I don't know.
Why is this happening?
But I was not a Karen about it. I was just like, it's fine. Just kind of like, but at this point in time, I remember thinking, you're in college, you're this cheap. I was like, this will be free now. And I think it was worth it. So I enjoy my penne pasta with just cold britches. And she passed out the bill. Full price.
Oh.
Full price. I mean, has anyone ever done that? Isn't that just like a written rule? Hey, if you douse the customer in buckets of ice water, comp the meal.
I think they have a rule at Olive Garden. It's a threshold. Three or more waters, it's free.
It's free.
A couple waters here and there, a little spill, maybe half some off. Some free breadsticks, you're on your way out.
That big old fat boy eating breadsticks, he needed a shower a little bit.
Yeah.
Give him a couple
waters.
Wasn't
the worst thing. Garlic was starting to come out of his pores. Yeah. He was getting so warm. That was probably fine.
Six or more, comp the meal. So that's one of the few times in my life I gave a big fat zero tip.
Whoa.
Zero. You just dump waters on me and I pay the whole thing? Zero.
I get that. You're like, look.
No one can judge me for that.
I loved a lot of 80s music videos, but I didn't come into Olive Garden to be a part of one where they like pull the chain on the chair. Yeah.
Just, here's your waters. And I just, oh.
Thank you.
Ripping breadsticks unlimited.
Hmm.
So my mom, my poor mom, she's running around. Embarrassed to say her name? Karen.
Does she have a middle name that she kind of likes? Maybe she could go by when she's ordering?
Her middle name is Trump.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. That's just tough. These are little pretty polarizing names. No.
Maiden name? Adolf.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's brutal for her. Yep.
Used to be Karen Adolf.
Yeah.
Thank goodness she got married.
You're going to ask her maiden name? What's your mom's maiden name? What was the name of your first pet? What was your third grade teacher?
Don't first address. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Get to know a girl on a date. Just ask her all those bank security questions. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So my poor mom, she's embarrassed to go through Chick-fil-A drive-thru. So
I get that. I think you are more of a Karen than definitely me, but I sent my first, I think first.
I subdue it, but it's in there. I want
it's in there. Yeah.
But I
would agree. No, you're fine. I'm not afraid to be with you in public.
Like, yeah, okay.
Trey, why don't we just go through the drive-thru?
No public outbursts.
In case they get your order wrong again.
Yeah.
No, but I sent an email, like a complaint email to a company this week for, I think, the first time ever. Because I never do
good
that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What was the...
And the only reason I did it is, so I got a rental car. And I will say, as soon as I got the rental car, I was like, oh, this is not what I asked for. This is not what the website told me. It doesn't have wiper fluid. The freaking touchscreen in the car, something's wrong with it. It's so hot, I can't touch it. Like, I can't change the song because it's on fire. There was no trunk. Did you know they make cars without trunks? I was in a Ford EcoSport. I'm in the back
like
of the car.
Like it wouldn't open? Or?
Well, I couldn't find a handle. I'm like doing borderline inappropriate things in this car trying to find a handle.
Come on.
I'm like, come on, give it to me.
Come on, open
And nothing's happening. So then I go to the front of the car and I'm like, there's no button for the trunk. Like, I'm stupid. How am I allowed to drive a car? I can't even open it. And then I just look through the back seat and I'm like, oh, there's no room between the back seat and the back of the car. I probably should have noticed this.
Oh, was it a four-door car?
Yes. Four-door car, brutal. Like a Ford EcoSport, like a big, like, not big, but like an SUV-shaped thing. And I signed up for a Volkswagen Jetta, whatever. I didn't plan on saying all that.
Rental cars do that every time, right?
Yeah. You're like, we have this.
Hey, yeah, I got the sedan. Well, I mean, your number's out there. I'm like, this was not at all the car. Like, well, do you want to take it?
I mean, it drives, don't it?
Yeah. It's like, why do you have us pick the option if
it doesn't matter once
you
get here?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so even though it was kind of annoying, it was still like, hey, it was still a cool new car. I still had fun. I wouldn't have said anything. However, you know, when you rent a car, they give you like two keys. Lost one of them somewhere in Oklahoma. And so I was like, this is going to set me back a few. I'm going to email them about my disappointments in the car to kind of hedge my bets with what this key is going to cost me.
Smart.
So.
All right. That'll work out.
I don't know. I'm nervous. Yeah. They have not emailed me back. They haven't said anything about the lost key. They haven't said anything about my disappointments in the car. So I don't know.
That's the worst, man. When you don't get that, you're helpless. Some of these companies are so big, you can't even get a hold of anybody. I'm trying to figure out Airbnb right now. I'm trying to book something in the future for a trip to look forward to. And it's like, but I want to be able to cancel it because who knows what's happening.
Yeah.
And what's great is some of the like airlines or something, they'll be like, we'll call you back when we have someone available.
Yeah.
And like, 45 minutes. Like, thank you.
That's great.
Airbnb, I was doing something else and just on hold for like 30 minutes. It's finally.
It's like, is this going somewhere? Should I stay on the phone?
Who's over there? Are they busy the whole time? Is ignoring me?
Yeah.
I've been ghosted by women and customer service is even worse.
Yeah. Cause they leave you hanging.
I just don't know what's happening. Just want a yes or no.
When the stimulus checks hit, I had all sorts of issues like with mine because I had moved twice since doing my last taxes. So I'm like, they're not going to be able to find me. This is like going to be a nightmare. And so it's like, if you have any issues, call the IRS. You can imagine, I got right through to them.
Yeah.
Hi,
how are you?
How's it going?
Help you?
Yeah. I mean, that was just such a waste of time. Yeah. And like, don't email us. Just call us. Man, okay.
We're trying to, Katie and I, well, she has to change her name for everything, which is a nightmare. And then I'm trying to update my license or something. They think you're out of the way. Like, requirements for working here is, you need a clean record, good work ethic, and you're the coldest, hardest person in the world.
You've never given anything to any relative for their birthday.
Yeah, we're looking for someone who has never hugged growing up and doesn't like hugs in general. They don't like any type of gentleness towards them in any way. I was trying to get a package once, and my tray is like my nickname, my legal name's different, and so and I've dealt with this my whole life.
Sure, that's
never
it.
Been a problem.
Oh,
but it's really? Never been a problem when I'm picking up a package where it's just like the package couldn't be delivered, so I go and pick it up. Hey, I have this for Trey Kennedy. I go, like, do you have an ID here? And it says like my legal name, which is not Trey Kennedy. And they're like, well, that's, I mean, we need something that says Trey Kennedy. I'm like, well, let me explain it to you. I'm the third, and the addresses are the same, so you can see how. This is
you can
me.
Understand where I, where I got
what my
this
parents
from.
Were doing when they came with this little nickname. And she's like,
you're telling me Trey and I'm seeing this.
We have two options here. We're the same person or I'm a different person that looks exactly the same.
Yes.
Who has every single name the same.
Yes.
Except the first one. Uh-huh. And we live at the same place. He doesn't know I do.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, give me my package. Give me my pre-workout.
Yeah.
I wasn't working out at the time. So that's a whole thing. We're back with episode 2.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering, I was like, are you going to put the theme song in?
We're
going to
do the intro eventually.
Or...
Okay. And then that time is now. Is it too late now?
No, it's the right time.
Yeah. Dude, Less God Bless episode 2. Thank you to all the listeners. First, we got up to top 10 in the charts.
Yeah. What?
What?
Is that real?
Wow. That's... Funny guys.
I guess.
Episode cool. 2. We got a good episode today. We're talking all things, we're talking about Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Coming up.
He'll be in the mix.
That is fascinating. Okay. We'll roll the music. Okay. Episode 2. Thank y'all. The most extra theme song in the game.
Yeah. Longest one in the internet.
I almost clicked the wrong one. Production value.
Please just do.
Woo! God bless. Julius, God bless. Julius, God bless. God bless. The Julius, God bless podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Pitchy, pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? That is right. Episode two. That is us.
Episode two. We're here.
So we have quite the fight in September.
September is when it's happening?
September 12th.
Oh, the day of our Lord.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good day. It's the day after one of the worst disasters in our modern lives.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
And this one is another one of those disasters where what is 2020 doing, man?
People are just looking for things to do.
Am I really excited to watch this? Yeah.
I'll probably tune in.
That's what's boxing is finally entering. Boxing and the election are like doing the same thing. Where it's like, no longer like, all right, let's get the best of the best. Let's get the best of the best. We just need to make sure we do this right. Let's take our time. It's like, I want to watch something hilarious.
This is going to be entertaining from start to finish.
Oh, two old men duking it out in a debate, a YouTuber and a retired athlete fighting for no reason. I'm tuning in.
MGM
come over
Grand
watch.
This Friday night, Las Vegas. I'll be there.
Come on. Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Roy Jones Jr. is also a famous boxer, right?
Yeah. But he's fought recently. I think he most recently fought in like 2018.
Yeah. Because he is, he's not quite as old as Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is like 54.
Yeah.
I think. And he hasn't fought, he is 54. He hasn't fought since 2015.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's still kind of recent.
I mean, sorry, 2005.
Oh, I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Fact check. And then Roy Jones Jr. is 51. He looks great for 51. My gosh, he's handsome.
He got a daughter?
Oh. What's up, man? He's 5'11". I'm amazed to, I just know nothing. Like, do you ever see fights where a guy's like 6'4 versus a 5'9 guy? Like,
why'd you even agree to this?
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah.
But then they'll win sometime.
They just do it strictly by weight. So, good for them. But yeah, this fight, I mean, neither one of us even really care about boxing, but it's still fascinating. There's something about two men fighting. It's so primal. It's like, I'm intrigued by this and I can't even explain it.
Mike
Tyson. I don't know how to fix any appliance in my house.
Right.
I can't really grow chest hair.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about boxing. Yeah. Why is that?
It's amazing because I'm still nursing a little injury from playing a little backyard basketball over the weekend. Mm. I'm like, was that worth it?
Yeah.
It's like, I would get there and be like, all right, I'm getting paid to fight another YouTuber. Okay, let's do it. He'd punch me once and be like, ow.
Dude.
Ow.
It's my face.
I didn't think it would hurt this bad. That's when like seventh grade, I went out for football, I guess, because I felt like that's what you should do. And the first time I remember I got put out on B team linebacker, 5'4", 100 pounds. And the guy just.
That makes sense.
We had maybe two guys who were just incredibly fast. He was like, give them the ball. And the rest of you just kind of fill in the spots.
Yeah.
And I sniffed out an end around.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, yeah, tackle for loss in the backfield. I tackled him, and I was like, that hurts so bad.
Sometimes, yeah, the tackling hurts worse than being
you
tackled.
You never think that. I was like, man, I didn't know what I signed up for. And I was a one-and-done football guy. One-and-done.
Yeah, that's okay.
But Jake Paul is fighting Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson, yeah, you're reading that correctly. The 5'8 point guard from the New York Knicks back in the day.
Mm.
So there's a lot to digest here, even if you don't care about boxing. Just like we have a 23-year-old.
And so Nate Robinson's 36.
YouTuber against a 36-year-old retired professional basketball player. I get why Jake Paul's doing it. He gets to play against against like a actual celebrity.
Right. He has the most
who
game.
He's bigger than.
He's 23 in good shape, it appears, and he's much bigger than him. So, but Nate Robinson, I mean, that one's actually fascinating because Nate Robinson's 36, which is obviously a disadvantage when Jake Paul's like 23 or something. But I mean, he was one of the best athletes in the world for like 10 years.
I mean, if you make it to the NBA being 5'8", you probably got some quickness and some athleticism.
You're crazy athletic. I mean, he won a dunk contest. He's a freak athlete.
Yeah. So maybe it will be a good fight. I'm just surprised. Like, what does Nate Robinson have to gain from fighting Jake Paul?
Yeah. And I mean, I doubt Nate Robinson's been boxing this year. He's going to train for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I got it.
Yeah,
I went to title boxing.
And like, why? Yeah. If Nate Robinson loses to Jake Paul, the like most disliked weird YouTube kid, like, why is he doing this?
Yes.
I guess he might make a cool 10 mil or something, but
yeah,
who knows?
I don't even know. Yeah, it's interesting. And then even, sorry to go back real quick to the other fight, Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. There's a quote that I saw this week. Roy Jones Jr. said, "He may be bigger than me. He may be a better fighter than me, but I've got God on my side."
Oh,
I'm sure the Vegas odds makers were like, oh, okay, oh, well.
The line just moved. The line I don't just know. Moved. We didn't realize this guy knew God this well and turned the tide. And
yeah. He legitimately compared himself to David and Goliath. He's like, I'm David, which is like, hey, okay. God was on David's side.
Yeah.
I think God cared a little more about that than he's going to care about your fight.
He had a little more invested in empires that. And some his like taking care of his entire people. Like this is more just like some degenerates in a boxing ring. But
like, have you seen Mike Tyson's quotes? Like he looks like he's ready to murder someone. Yeah.
Which to be fair, I guess if Mike Tyson's across from you, you probably feel confident that God's rooting for you. Like, this guy's cannibalizing people in the ring. Surely yeah, God's like, not
rooting for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when athletes do that though. They bring in like, what do you have to say about winning? They're like, you know, like Ray Lewis, I remember after winning some big game, he's like, which is in theory, it's like a good gesture, but he's like, got to thank God because if God's for us, who's against us? It's like, well, I bet guys on their team thought that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, also, scripturally.
You murdered someone.
Yeah. Like, I see what you're saying, but there's Christians on both teams.
Yeah.
So you can't really play that card.
God's got to pick a side, man. We know how that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Roy Jones Jr.
He's going to give it his best.
He is. Jake Paul, Nate Robinson. Yeah. I don't know, man. Are you going to watch?
Probably. I mean, I'm actually more intrigued to watch Mike Tyson fight at 54 because I really think he might murder him. I really want to see that.
But
not really, but like, you know.
I mean, isn't Roy Jones Jr. good? Or is Mike, because Mike Tyson's like one of the top three boxers of all time, right?
I think it's more just like the clips that Tyson's been putting out that are making it on SportsCenter. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like he looks like a gorilla, like with boxing gloves.
Yeah, man, he's got to. It's all about the leverage. You're like, this guy's intimidating.
And he's got the best quotes of all time. Yeah. He's like, Mike, how you feeling? I broke my back. What? Mike, you broke your back. Where is it at? How'd it happen?
I gotta take my hand off to him. You ever hear that one?
No.
It's, you know, take your hat off.
Oh.
I gotta take my hand off to him.
I gotta take my hand off.
Here you go. Get my left one. I'm right-handed.
That reporter, he said, I broke my back. He's like, Mike, you broke your back. Where are you? Yeah. He said, spinal. That's all he said.
I can taste my spine.
Just a final.
Imagine, you hear this guy with this crazy lisp and he just ends your life.
Yeah.
54 years old.
That makes it more scary.
Yeah. It's like it throws you off. Like this guy's a lisp and then he gives you a lisp. What's he capable of? Yeah.
Now like I have a lisp. Like a wild pitcher in baseball is almost like scarier than someone who just throws it 90 miles an hour down the middle.
Because
like I'm standing at the plate and like this guy might throw it at my head or it could be like just a normal pitch. Like I don't know what to expect.
That's how I felt at my last kickball game. This girl was just throwing
junk.
She's throwing me all out, all around the box, man. I had to pick and choose. It was tough. Some bouncers.
I mean, good thing you had your soccer cleats on though. Sure, I'm sure you had.
Why, of course I do, dude. When I'm rounded third heading home, leaping into home plate, dude, you gotta have it.
I was in Trey's car yesterday and I was like, are these cleats?
Yeah,
of course, for kickball. Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah, what else? What else you want to know?
I will say I tracked down like an illegal stream of Logan Paul's boxing match, which I'm ashamed to say.
Oh, yeah. I did that too.
Yeah, I was just like,
I was curious.
It's fun to watch people fight. I mean, it's like, and it's way more fun to watch people fight who don't know how to fight.
Yeah.
That's like boxing becomes so technical. And like Floyd Mayweather, I remember like Mayweather Pacquiao, it's a big deal. So someone like had a watch party and I was in college. So we went to watch. And Mayweather, apparently, he's like the best defensive fighter of all time.
Oh, okay.
So he just kind of hangs back and he picks and chooses. And it's just kind of like, this is boring.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like brilliant at what he's doing, but it's like, it's more fun when you watch a couple guys on the street just flailing their arms around. Like, yeah, this is
now, this is a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you know sports fans who are like, oh, the 85 Bears, my favorite team, just defensive powerhouse. That's not fun.
It's not. No.
9-6 in a football game.
People were like, because, you know, I'm an Oklahoma State guy, Big 12 football. Everyone's like, oh, they don't play any defense. Yeah. It's 58-63. That was amazing, awesome to watch. I remember Oklahoma State played Oklahoma in a crazy matchup when they had Baker Mayfield. And it was, I think literally the ending score was 63-62.
That's
awesome. They basically just like touchdown, 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 touchdown. And it was like who had the ball last. And
yeah.
It was bummer because OSU lost, but it was so fun to watch. It was amazing, just like 80-yard touchdown, 60-yard touchdown run.
Defense is not fun and it's not entertaining.
They should start a fighting league where you're not allowed to defend your face. your arms have to be below your waist.
Or you just get like one arm to punch with.
Like a Rocky movie. Where you just remember they just trade
blows.
Yeah, I remember we got into UFC because you see the UFC highlights. A guy like does a spinning knee to the face, and you're like, oh, I want to see that. So we went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, oh, we posted up, got the wings, and you just watch two guys kind of caress each other for 45 minutes. Just
rub on their ear a little bit.
Like like you trying to open a trunk. Just
yeah.
And then I know finally,
it's in here somewhere.
Finally the bell rings and like, split decision, he wins. I'm like, I don't know what just
like that was cool.
Happened at all.
That was cool. I just ate 25 wings for
that's
nothing.
That's probably you'll probably like watch this fight and you'll just see two greats who are in their 50s just kinda for 3 hours. And
yeah.
And they'll be like, one of them wins. I'm like, oh well.
Yeah, so get there in time. Let's make our predictions right now. Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson, undercard, who you got?
I just don't even understand. Like, I'm going to go Nate Robinson.
Okay.
It's just, Jake Paul's like he topped out as like a high school wrestler or something. You know, it's like, what a difference between that and a premier professional athlete.
Yeah. I think
it's such a difference.
No one knows, or maybe just we don't know. Like, how much does basketball translate to boxing? Maybe a lot, maybe a little.
Yeah. I'm just going off sheer athleticism. Like,
yeah.
Like, I used to have this argument, and I used to say, like, if I used to go around kind of saying, hey, if you fought Ronda Rousey, me, I'm 6'1", I'm 180, I'm for sure significantly stronger than her. And I'm like, would that, and of course, and most people would be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
and
you're
now
gonna
that I think
die.
About it, I'm like, yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah. She would, yeah, she's, because she's like 5'6", 130. Like, that's a pretty small woman.
But stout.
Yeah, but she's a stout woman, but I
good
think
with the plow.
I'm because I'm a decently in shape man in my 20s. I'm quicker than her. I'm stronger than her, but she just knows what she's doing and would beat the heck out of me.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like,
I'm glad you know that
Jake Paul's been a training fighter for however long, but Nate Robinson's he's much quicker, more athletic, but which will defeat the other? I don't know.
Like, he's won a dunk contest. Cool.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of dunking in boxing.
Yeah.
Jumping.
Part of me doesn't know because I doubt Nate Robinson's been training any boxing. And Nate Robinson's been training boxing, but Jake Paul is like, that's all he's been doing for the past like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going Jake Paul.
Which is bizarre. But
he's 2-0.
Okay.
He's young. He's spry.
That's true.
He's an idiot.
And I'm going Mike Tyson because you got to.
Oh, yeah. Mike Tyson. One round. To.
Speaking of boxing, man, what you see this trend of dudes posting their like boxing class workouts?
No, I hate it though already.
Yeah, maybe it's more influencer dudes where they'll just be like, good session today, and it'll show them it's just some guy holding up the pads.
Oh,
and
they're
just,
like sparring or whatever. Yeah,
I'm like,
I have seen that. It's a lot of,
yeah, it's a level up from like the selfie of me doing pull ups or dumbbells, and then it's just punching some guy he's just letting you punch them. Yeah, just punch these. This is cool.
That's awesome. You got it.
Why do tennis people have to scream?
I don't know. Because when I'm playing pickleball, I rarely scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you scream at tennis?
That's really what some of the players would do.
Oh yeah, especially like women's tennis. Like that's there is a lot of grunting.
You go watch it live. It's supposed to be this kind of classy. You dress up. It's just kind of, and then one of the two players is just howling every time they hit it. I wouldn't be able to stay there longer than 30 minutes. Like, oh my gosh.
I genuinely think they might be taught to do it because in college I was playing tennis with some guys on the college tennis team, and we'd just be like barely hitting.
There's a
moan
coach.
Couldn't help. Yeah, moan coach.
Yeah.
Even if they weren't hitting it that hard, they're like. I'm not kidding.
And that's what they do.
And it's like, I think this is like built into your like tennis coaching.
And it's not just like it's something weird like, huh?
Yeah. I played with
Yeah. That's what
I was. There was that one time we played, do you remember, we both played tennis with that Italian guy, and we learned later his dad sang in the opera. Do you remember what his moan kind of sounded like when he was playing?
Figaro! Oh! High sound.
Dude, that was the backhand.
That was the backhand. Figaro! We got up to the net that one time. Figaro, 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 Figaro!
That's how I remembered it too. So I'm glad
is,
you remember that.
What
as
does
well.
That word mean? That's the go-to for
I think it means
potato time.
Look over there.
Yeah.
I think.
And then they just nail it down the other line.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That was a weird day, dude.
Yeah, I can't believe
That's,
we found
that was
ourselves.
The end of our tennis. We had to go pickleball where
yeah.
there weren't as many Italians.
It's like, I'm tired of looking over there. We play pickleball now.
Yeah, we played that. We played doubles against that Jamaican team.
Oh, yeah. Amon, 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 Amon. It's like, whoa.
We hit the ball.
This is distracting.
That's not Jamaican at all. Yeah, it's...
Anyway,
I don't...
Grunting's great.
That's weird. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that long, but...
Trey, you get hit up by brands all the time to make videos, you know. I don't get hit up by brands very often, but I got one. I got an email this week. They said, hey, Jake.
Let's go.
We found you. We like you. Something good, like that. Good. But less predatory. You know, it was normal.
Yeah.
I've been watching you.
We got you right where we want you.
And I like what I see.
We will find you.
And we will sponsor you.
And we will sponsor you.
And they said, we're like this company. We do yada, yada. We stumbled across your TikTok and we love it. And they said,
dude.
We would like to pay you $90 for 10 TikToks.
$9 a video.
Yeah.
That's 10 Chipotle bowls.
This is not even minimum wage. Like, wow. Are there people saying yes to these deals?
Yeah, like 10 fully produced videos.
10 videos on my TikTok
$9
for $9 a pop.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but even if I had zero followers.
So the whole process, like, so they want you to like... Yep, not only just shoot 10 videos, we have to like come up with creative ideas
like
for 10 different videos.
Different ideas for one brand?
I mean, yeah, it would take you at least 10 hours.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just ridiculous because it's the sad
part. It reminds
me
of the Vine days where like they're taking advantage of young kids.
That's what I was going to say. That's the sad part. Some people out there are saying yes to that.
That's what happened to me when I was 19, big on Vine, and someone would just be like, hey, we'll pay you this for this. And my only work at that point was being a lifeguard, making minimum wage. I was like, of course.
Sure.
Until you learn and these kids probably create like tens of thousands of dollars worth of engagement and views and they're like 15. So they're like, yeah, PayPal me.
Here's 50 bucks in a phone case.
Yeah. Sick. That's my first ever thing. My first ever Vine, a dude hit me up and he's like, hey, I'll PayPal you like $200 to kind of do a whole Vine with my phone case. I mean, $200. I didn't have that much
25
money.
Hours at the pool.
I was like a 20 years old. Yeah, exactly. It was like, that's literally a whole week working at the pool. I was like, heck yeah. And I think that that Vine had maybe 3 million views.
It's good, like, good deal for them.
Good deal.
Yeah, but 10 talks for $90. I couldn't believe it. I actually, I passed a homeless man on my way here and I offered him the same deal. And he said, it's not worth my time.
Yeah. Screw you, man.
And he said, I don't want your charity like that. I'm not working that hard for
10
that.
10 TikToks?
Yeah. He's like, I can just stay here and make way more money.
Wow. Well, good that people have their eyes on your TikTok, though.
Yeah. Love that. I'm just so, TikTok.
I went back home, saw the parents, and then I saw a lot of these. Maybe it's just because it's Oklahoma, but it would be like a barbecue place. Like, world famous baby back ribs.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
I'm only a few hours up I-35, and I've never heard of this. Are you allowed to just slap world famous on anything? The Do Less, God Less podcast. World famous comedy
podcast.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think we should start doing that.
Logan Paul did that. He would just say the number one podcast in the world.
Yeah.
It's like, you've never been that.
Yeah. You've never
you
been
that. You just brand it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, what's the benefit of that? Does it work?
Do Less, God Less merch is dropping. It is the number one apparel company.
That's the most sold merch in the world.
Yeah. Don't look it up.
So.
Trust me.
But there are some that sometimes do get me. They're like, we're famous for this, and it'll be in a certain area in a city where I'm like, I believe it.
I could
see
that.
Every one of them's lying. You ever heard of Lambert's Cafe?
Oh, home of Throwed Rolls.
They might be world famous. I mean, is it famous other than anyone in like this area, the Ozarks?
I don't know if many people know about it.
It's a restaurant in. I looked it up because we briefly talked about it because I went when I was a kid.
Yeah,
and had the time of my life when I was like 10. I'm sure now it would. just devastating.
Be surprised. Oh. Throw your hand up, stoom, get a roll in your hand. Pretty cool.
It's a place where one of their shticks is like you can. They just have a roll thrower, so you just throw your hand up, and across the restaurant, they'll hurl you a delicious fresh baked roll,
and it's hot.
And then they have like a creamed corn girl who just walks around giving you unlimited size of creamed corn and mashed potatoes.
That's her official title.
Yeah.
Creamed corn girl.
Yeah.
For sure.
Creamed corn girl.
Yeah. Unlimited size at Lambert's.
And it's in three cities. It's like in Ozark, Missouri. And
you nailed it.
Foley, Alabama.
Okay.
I mean, these towns that I'm sure there's got to be some pretty accessible data that shows a positive correlation with like Lambert's going up and heart disease going up in the communities.
And just like lack of like health code standards needed.
We're just throwing food around. And I saw there's like, if you finish your meal, they give you another meal for free, but they're impossible to finish because they'll give you like I would like the chicken fried steak. And they like are like, okay, can you help us come out and kill the cow? Cause you're going to get served half of it.
You're going to work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lambert's is great. Love the throat rolls. Mm-hmm. But yeah, why would anyone ever say world famous anything? Like, I'm such a big believer in the principle of under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
If you set the standard of like, this is going to be the best ribs you've ever had.
Do less, God bless. It's pretty good.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Then people come in and like, oh, I actually really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting much.
Yeah.
But like in the movie Elf, world's best cup of coffee.
Like, yeah.
Congrats, guys. You did it.
You did it.
World's best cup of coffee.
The number one best.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Some place that might be world famous, Eskimo Joe's.
Oh, because they are the only restaurant that has Eskimo, or what is it? They use Eskimos, or they?
They serve
it. Eskimo
meat? I don't know how people get behind it. But
I've never been.
No. You've never been, but you're familiar.
I've heard of it.
And you've heard of it?
I've never been.
Okay. I feel like I've seen their clothes everywhere. It's in Oklahoma, and it's just, for whatever reason.
Wait, so what are they famous for?
I don't really know. It's just in the Oklahoma State college town. Their big thing is cheese fries, but overall it's just kind of like they've turned it into like a merch line that's really successful. And I've been all over the country and seen. I remember I was like in California and saw someone like Eskimo Joe's cheese.
And it's only in Stillwater?
One and only place.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that is impressive then. Yeah. I just thought it was this big restaurant because you see people in the clothes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Good but now them. They're currently under fire because like, are they allowed to use Eskimo? Because all the brands that use any other thing is like they're coming for them. So
yeah, I don't know
how that's gonna work, but the cheese fries, gotta try them.
I hope they don't come after Eskimo kisses. Those are my favorite kisses. Oh, don't come after those,
dude.
Let me have those.
Gosh dang it.
Oh, I want them.
Are those with the eyelashes?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
No, those, wait,
those are butterfly kisses.
Eskimos with the nose.
Yes, true.
Mm.
Oh no, what do we call them now?
Eskinos.
Eskinos is what they called it.
Eskinos kisses.
Yeah. And then that's okay now.
That's what we'll have to. Our grandkids will know it as Eskinos, but we'll know like it used to be Eskimo kisses. Don't tell.
Yeah,
don't tell your Native American.
And then they go to their friends and are like, "My grandpa said a really bad word." Like, what's that going to be? Because our grandparents,
he dropped a hard E.
We know our grandparents were like, we love our grandparents from the South, but they're kind of like a little soft. Like, what will we do one day? It's inevitable. Like, we'll do something where our grandkids will be like, "Yeah, I saw Grandpa again. I love Grandpa. He's so funny, but he said this." Just because we don't know what's happening in the culture, it's like
we're gonna be behind.
And then grandkid has the guts to be like, "Papa, shut up." That's a terrifying thought.
I can see
just
it
inevitably.
Like we're gonna have heroes. Like we're like right now. Let's see. Ronald Reagan's a pretty beloved guy. I feel like, or I don't know. That's kind of a weird example. let me try to think of something. Well, Oprah. Sure. Maybe Oprah.
Oprah.
Something maybe comes out later where we're like, in our minds, we still love Oprah, but like the younger generation like turns on Oprah.
Yeah.
And like. My dad was just the other day talking about how much he loved Oprah.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Can you believe that?
He still supports Oprah.
Please.
That's going to be what it is.
Yeah.
Reagan or Oprah. I don't know. Yeah. This is just kind of on my mind.
You're a big Reagan guy?
No.
We need to go back to 84. Things is where they should be.
I'm not a Reagan guy. I just don't even know anything about him. So I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? Oh, in my, so I went to college at a school called SBU in Bolivar, Missouri. Also in the Ozarks. Wow. Also, they love, not following some health codes and throwing rolls at you. but there was a place called Smith's Restaurant, and the billboards would say world famous tenderloin. And it's like, I guarantee you no one outside of this city has ever heard of your restaurant and much less even cares about tenderloin enough to drive for it.
Yeah.
World famous tenderloin.
World famous. Yeah. It's like world famous calf fries. You know what those are?
No,
you don't. It's, hey, that's an Oklahoma thing, but where it's deep fried cow gonads.
Deep. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm processing this.
Yeah.
People eat this.
It's world famous. Probably. That's what I say. Maybe it's world famous tenderloin because it's like, can you manage to eat this disgusting of food? But it's actually like some people like it. I mean, I ate it. And it's like if you deep fry anything,
it'd be a little better.
It's good. You know what I mean? Like people love deep fried catfish. Has anyone ever had the audacity to like have a lightly lemon zested grilled catfish fillet? It would probably taste like dirt. You just deep fry it till that's all you taste.
Yeah. I don't get the fascination with like trying extravagant things. Like we're deep frying cows.
Yeah.
Family jewels.
We just, you know, yeah.
A chicken wing tastes so good deep fried. Yeah, let's stick with that.
Let's just
get a steak, get a world famous tenderloin even.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know why we go to these links.
Fry that. Do you ever, the fair food too, you ever try like a deep fried Oreo or deep fried? A lot of heinous stuff.
I try it just to, you know, like, well, let's see what this is about.
But how was it?
I'm not ordering a ton of them. It was good.
Man. My gosh, I'd deep fry my organs, dude.
Yeah.
Turn me inside out. Be a disaster. I was around this lady over the weekend. Oh, I was at the hospital just because I like to pop in there and hang out.
But, yeah, just see how they're doing.
No, one of my grandma's chilling in there and. Saw a woman with a big bucket of Tootsie Pops, not Tootsie Pot. That is, well, that is more of a Colorado
idea.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah,
idea. Those exist, but Tootsie Pops.
Medicinal Tootsie Pot.
Remember those? Remember the commercial?
Yeah, the big owl.
Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Imagine him in tennis.
Go!
Go!
Yeah, I remember the commercials, and I also remember there was like this fascination with the rappers. Remember, you'd like scour the rapper to try to find a star.
Yeah.
What was even the payoff there?
I don't know.
Like just you got
dumb kid.
How am I supposed to redeem this?
Cool. I used to collect buttons. Which
freaking
I'm pretty embarrassed
nerd,
about.
Dude.
Yeah, I'd be like, "Mommy, could we go to Hobby Lobby again and buy cool buttons?" And she'd be like, "I yeah." And we'd go through there and be like, "Can I have this one?" She's probably like, "Sure." It was probably less of a money thing than her like, "Are you okay?"
Buttons.
Wow. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, this... She's probably thinking, well, this guy's going to live with me his whole life.
You have this button collection.
This one's cool.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard about you. I did not know this.
All right. Well, take it easy, dude. It's Freak! Pretty normal. Did you never collect anything?
Yeah, normal stuff. Baseball cards.
And probably something else.
And rocks.
Rocks.
Did you ever collect rocks?
No.
I had a shoebox of rocks. Box rocks.
Just like... I love these rocks.
Yeah, these were cool shaped. These were my high school. This makes it sound like I was in high school when it happened. The school, hold on. The school that I was a part of, like, it was a really small school. So, like, every town or you're the,
all right.
The Stratford Indians.
Someone's had too much Tootsie Pot.
We are the Stratford Indians. So, even as like an elementary school kid, you're a Stratford Indian, you know? And so, I love trying to collect arrowheads, you know, because those are like real things.
Find those?
Yeah. If you
did you find
like,
any?
You're like, that's kind of an
you
arrowhead.
Never found one, yeah.
A Native American probably
this
used
this. Rock shaped like that, they definitely.
It's kind of pointy.
Yeah.
And like the Chiefs too.
Sitting Bear definitely crafted this one day years ago.
Probably. So I would like to try and convince myself I found arrowheads.
Yeah. I know. Do you have any Native American in you?
I was told once that I'm 1/16.
Yeah.
Which you could probably tell by my complexion.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, that makes sense now.
I've been told I have a little. Could I probably wouldn't be allowed to. People get upset, but. I've always loved Native American names. Just like if I name my son just like Walking Eagle Kennedy.
Squatting Dog.
Yeah. Just
like, oh, he poops a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we named him Squatting
Dog.
Yeah,
his bowels are incredible. You ever use a squatty potty?
No. How is it?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Well, but I've squatted in the I've always amazed as a kid when I would do a like a woods poo.
Never
which
done
I
that.
Was weirdly into. This is a horrible story, but I'll tell it. I did that once out somewhere, but we had like our dog with us. It's like me and my buddies and I had my dog and it was like, oh, this will be funny when you're like 8 and you're just like squat and squatting is it's, it's an easier process. But anyways, like, ha ha ha. And then my dog, like, immediately went up. I was like,
oh no.
And then he goes,
oh no.
And he starts trying to get out. I'm like, no, no, no. And I'm trying to like defend him. And next thing you know, he's like Nate Robinson me to get around me. And I'm like playing defense on this log. And I'm like, no, no. And he's, dogs are quick, man. And he's juking around me trying to get it. What?
So you were like in this battle with a poop mouth dog.
Trying to get him away from the poo.
Oh.
Because then dogs eat their own puke. It's like, what are they doing?
And then they try and tell us that dogs' mouths are cleaner than ours?
Oh, yeah. No, they're not.
There's no way.
I see all the time these people who are fine with the dogs licking them. Like, I don't know. I've never loved that. Like, I grew up with a dog and I loved them. And dogs, like, show their affection by licking you. It's very sweet. And they come up and I'd kind of get one or two. I'd be like, okay.
That's good.
But some of them just don't mind it. They're just getting licked. Yeah, that's fine. It's like, I watched him lick his butthole 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. And he liked that, right? He didn't stop.
You know that.
I brush my teeth twice a day. Fido is eating his own vomit.
Yeah. He's eating bugs. Who knows what?
And just even forget the germs. Just like the sensation of just like being really wet because a dog licked you. It's just like, this feels kind of wrong to a point.
People will get a little mouth lick. They don't mind it.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Like the tongue on tongue.
Yeah.
I am not there yet, but I mean, I do love dogs. So I could see, me getting to a point
someday
where I'm...
Step one, maybe try that with a woman.
Yes.
And then if it goes well, like that, maybe say, okay, come here, Sparky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try it. Yeah.
Yeah. So good luck.
There's some jokes in there. I'm not going to say them, but if you know what a female dog's called, some jokes that I won't say.
Isn't that funny? How did that... Because there's a time where that word was strictly just used for that. And sometime our culture...
It's like, you know what?
It's amazing how much that word's persisted and how these change. Like gay at one point in time was purely just meant happy. Do you know any old women named gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a name.
It'll throw you off a little bit.
Yeah, it will, right? Or it's like, do you know any old men named Dick?
Sure.
And it's like, you absolutely can't name kids that now. Like, well, I'm sure there's kids listening to this right now giggling like, that's his name.
I don't think they were naming him Dick. Like, they're naming him Richard. Well, and then he goes by Dick.
Right, but that same thing.
Well, yeah, I think you could name a kid Richard now, but he's not going to choose to go by saying, Dick.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
But it's fascinating how it changes. And, you know, now there's probably not a lot of kids getting named Karen. So
yeah, Karens are out.
I don't know.
It is fascinating. It would be interesting to learn. How do, like, words change, what they mean? Yeah, who does that? Who's in charge?
It just happens somehow.
Like the rap industry probably helped with the female dog one.
We should make
one.
A word. Yeah, the rap. We should make our own word. That means...
A new word or, like, change the definition of one?
That, since we're the number one comedy podcast in the world, we should name...
Sure.
We should probably make up our own word for funny, because it's like, we can't even be categories in that.
Okay, yeah.
That word doesn't even mean anything anymore. We could combine it. Doula.
Desi.
Desi. These guys are so Desi, dude.
Oh, it is.
They're the Desiest dudes.
D-E-S-S-Y.
Yeah.
Desi. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're Desi, dude. And we're the Bunk Bed Brada boys, and we're the Desiest dudes on the planet.
We're so Desi.
So Desi, dude.
Gosh. And then that's going to change our grandkids. They're not going to be able to Eskimo kiss, and then Desi's going to be something.
Stop saying that, Grandpa.
Hey, you're not... Well, we can't really say...
You know what, young man? Back in my day... It meant funny because I literally made it. I created the word.
Episode two.
Sure you did. Peepaw. What's up with the... So I have... My cousin is the first in like my generation in our family to have a child. He had a newborn son.
Nice.
And so my aunt and uncle, it's like they've tried to figure out like what are their... It's amazing how... Just like how white people are getting a little carried away with like naming their kids something crazy. Now I feel like white grandparents, now they're trying to, they're naming their kids something weird and they're naming their parents something weird. Like,
yeah.
Well, we want you to, how about, since this will be funny, you know, Lollipop? So he'll call you Lolly and you Pop. Lolly.
Oh.
Lolly, 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 Oxenfree.
I would rather watch the guy's box on Instagram than call a grandma Lolly.
And that's what they're, it's like, my aunt's like initials are CC, so like we're gonna call her CC. I was like, that only makes me think of unlimited garbage pizza.
Yeah, breadstick.
Feces pizza.
Yeah, feces pizza.
The little kid would be like, it's CC. It'd be like, feces. And then it's feces her whole life because that's too close. And it's like we just couldn't get them to stop saying feces, so it's Big Pop and feces.
I think it's such a Midwestern and even Southern thing, But yeah, every grandparent is just a me, ma, pop, pop, pee, poo, pee, pop.
What'd you call?
Who are these people?
You call your two sets of grandparents? What'd you call them?
We had me, ma, and papa.
Me, ma, and papa. Spelled?
M-E-M-A?
Never really diagnosed, never really determined a spelling.
I guess not.
You never wrote her a note? I mean, that's fair. My grandpa spelled my name T-R-A-Y my entire life. So that's fine.
That's probably why you're always getting like trays of water dumped on you.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yep.
And then mom's side, Nana and Papa.
Me, Mom, and Papa.
Nana and Papa. So pretty traditional. So we're
like, hey, Papa's calling. You had no idea what's happening.
I don't really know which one.
There was, was there like a way to determine that?
So it's funny you bring this up. When I was really little, I called one grandparent Blue Papa and one of them Green Papa. And my parents just thought I was like some little freak boy who's probably going to go on to collect buttons or something.
Yeah.
But then later in life, this is kind of cool. I don't even know if you know this about me. I have this, before, don't freak out too much. I have this rare, non-harmful mental like disorder kind of thing called synesthesia, where like the senses in my brain are slightly closer together than they're supposed to be. So there's like crosstalk between the senses. So whenever I hear music, I get the sensation of colors. And so okay. I'm not making this up.
All right.
It's a thing. Look it up. So everyone out there, look it up.
So you're schizophrenic.
So you know, there's these voices at night and they say there's like, there's green and there's
you know
blue.
I'm not real, right? you upload this and it's you in a single chair.
Dude,
it's
going like that viral. Is scary.
It's going viral. People are very concerned.
Oh my gosh. I mean, stuff like that, it's scary to think about. Like, what if I was just in this chair myself and I'm like, oh, it funny joke, Trey.
Did you ever get fearful of that? Because they say that mental disorders, like, really, they begin in your early 20s.
Okay.
Did you know that? That's like...
That's when I first started hearing green, blue, and black talk to me.
Yeah, that's about... That lines up.
Yeah.
That's about... Because I actually know a guy, it's terrible. He was... like a kind of acquaintance high school, but I started hearing from like friends of friends were like, yeah, this dude he started losing his mind when he was like 21, 22.
Dang.
It's like, oh, it's horrible.
It's so sad that can just happen anyway.
Yeah. And I was like, in my early 20s was when I first discovered any hint of anxiety, probably because it's the only time in my life I began to have any responsibilities. But I was like, oh my gosh, it's like, I'm going to have a full, and it's like, I have a distant cousin who has like manic depressive order or something. I'm like, I'm 22 and I'm experiencing a little bit of stress. I'm gonna lose my mind.
Multiple personality disorder. Here I come. Right.
So I'm an idiot. But you can hear colors.
It's just like,
how are you diagnosed with this? Your parents are like, this kid's a freak. We need to
something's going on. Yeah. Basically, I really noticed it once I started driving. So I think once I started to take in music more subconsciously while I'm doing other things, I would notice it. My very first example of it, do you remember Flowride is like first single in the air. That song is the first song I remember noticing it, and it was so green to me. I just couldn't help it. It's like when I would hear that song, I would see this like palette.
It was a hit, big money.
Yeah, it was just like this like light green in the top left corner and like darker green in the bottom.
It overcomes your vision?
No. It's just like, if I say light purple to you, you have like you know what light purple looks like. Yeah. And so all these songs just had just this like awesome, just like vibrant sensation of colors. And I thought everyone had it for years. And then I learned about this thing called synesthesia. And I was like, oh, so this doesn't, it, I think, affects one every like 1,000 people. And anyway, that explains the blue papa and green papa
thing. So you self-diagnosed?
Yes.
But it happened, and it's just, is it enjoyable? Or is it just kind of like a thing?
I'd say it's extremely neutral. Doesn't really help, doesn't really hurt.
What in the world does this song do to you? Yo,
listen up. Oh, well, that's, I mean, it's obviously blue. Well, he talks about it in the song. That one's too easy. So blue and black.
So blue.
Anything with like that kind of deep house, like bass.
So you're just like blue, black, blue, black.
No, they're not like flashing lights.
Are there more humans showing up in the room right now?
And then, oh.
It's like a party. It's a rave.
He's here. What's up, dude? I can't believe we got tickets to this.
He's right here. He's good right here sitting here.
Oh. What's up, dude?
It's Grandpa Blue.
It's more light blue to me. What about you? Cool. Cool, man. Thanks for coming.
So just listen to that. You just kind of. Sense blue.
It's just like, it's just a palette of like these colors. They don't like flash or blink or anything. It's just like, oh, that was mainly blue with black like undertones to it. Like,
okay.
Of that song.
Interesting.
Once I see the album cover art though, it ruins it. That's all I can think
of. What about like Toby Keith's Red Solo Cup?
I just think of my uncle for that. I don't know what disorder that
just think
is.
Think of Lambert's.
I just think of, alcoholism.
America.
And, no, just kidding.
Well, so you began the story talking about your grandparents, I think.
So that's just the connection of just like, okay. It was, my parents were like, we don't know why he's giving his grandparents colors. Whoa. That's kind of weird. But it comes back to, that's probably why, is like some sort of the synesthesia. Like,
yeah,
he was just more blue to me.
And Papa Blue liked techno and Papa Green liked Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. Yeah. It's, that's as easy that's as I can these, make it.
Yeah. That's pretty clear once you describe it like that.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. We had a Papa Grammy. Never met the other grandma, unfortunately. The other one's like Papa and then his last name.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, I feel like we got it more creative. And now these days, yeah, it's like they're making up interesting stuff. I can't wait, dude. Because this is what's fun about kids. You can just tell them anything, they'll repeat it. It's like a real life Furby.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll just be like, hey, we're going over to we're going over to my mom's house, they have some presents for you, and just repeatedly say, big old mama. Or something, And just ingrain that in his head. And no matter how hard my mom will try, or maybe just have him call her, You're a Karen. Just teach him a little tune like that. Yeah. She'll love that.
I get excited about having kids, not to like mess with them, but to like, I have a lot of control over how they view and understand the world. Mm. Like if I wanted to, I'm not going to mess with them too much, but I think I do want to like teach them like, oh, this isn't a spoon.
Yeah.
Like we call that a fork. It just like mess with their spoons and forks. Yeah. And just so when they get to kindergarten, no,
mess with them.
This is a spoon.
Yeah.
And then like, no, this is a spoon.
No.
Maybe not spoons and forks.
We don't speak English. We speak this language. Just teach them a whole other language.
That'd be awesome.
What if I just give them Rosetta Stone for Swahili or something?
Yeah. Or just like social cues. Like we don't really say hi when you go up to someone. You bow and say, Kosenyo!
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That's the only weird thing they do. Other than that, they're very normal.
You raise a kid, instead of every time he meets someone new, he bows.
Yeah.
He's like, why does he do that? It's like, I don't know. I've never taught him that. It's like, good job. If you just meant, this is little Tommy, and he's, your honor, I respect. Dang it, what was I gonna say? Have you, I don't know.
Sorry.
Gosh, dang it.
I was speaking about my son.
I hate when that happens.
Do you want kids? You gonna teach him stuff?
I talked about this recently. Katie, my wife, comes from, she has, four siblings. So she's like, I mean, big family's fun. I'd love a big family. But she's like, really nice person.
Yeah.
And all her family is. It's like,
of course you want a big family.
Yeah. Of course. I was like, did you ever get in trouble? She's like, I got in trouble once and I hated it so much I made sure to never get in trouble again. And I was like, what about your brothers? I mean, they a little bit, but no. I was like, I literally got spanked 6 out of 7 days a week.
Wow.
Imagine doing that to 4-5 of them.
Your hand would be sore.
It's like, we have no idea. If we have two kids and they're both demons, it's like, okay,
yeah, we're done.
We're done. I think that's, it's funny to hear in retrospect, my mom was like, well, I was first. My sister was I think an accident. And they were like, okay, we're done.
Well, we're not even going to sleep in the same bed anymore.
Raise her, yeah.
So, we're not risking this.
And it's like, I talked about this on Correct Opinions a little. I was like, we went to a wedding and I was making jokes during the ceremony and she had to take me aside and be like, that's not how you're supposed to behave at a wedding. It's like you're parenting me. I'm a grown man.
We don't need one of our own offspring. Yeah. You have me.
Yeah.
Teach me how to eat.
Do you want
talk and walk?
Do you have any idea if you want kids? I think for men, it's funny. I know it's all I've been I just can't wait to be a father. I've never really thought about it. I feel like women do, but I just assumed I would because
that's what you do.
Probably what you're supposed to do. But
when I was,
I've heard when you have a couple buddies who have it, and the moment the baby arrives, you like a kind of a switch flips.
That's when
they weren't just like my buddy was like, I think she's pregnant. We're freaking out. Like, I don't want a kid right now. And then it had it. He's like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. You're able to open up that emotional side of you, but not until the kid's here.
That'd be a real problem if not. I'm just like,
I still don't feel anything. It feels like a doll to me.
I'm not getting any colors from this one. This one's just clear to me.
Let's name them Olive. I guess that's kind of a Olive, color, but I don't know. I'm not getting anything. Yeah. I'm going to put him down, pick him back up again.
Yeah.
kids would be fun. It's something you don't really think about that much as a single guy. And when I used to work at that summer camp, it was hard not to think about, your future children someday. Cause you just see the full gamut of what are these parents doing right? How do these kids respond to discipline? It's like, these are qualities I'd like to have in my children someday.
Yeah. I'll follow some people who have 3 kids all under the age of 5 and they're just running around the house. I'm like, that's looks really fun, but also terrifying. And also my life would never be the same.
So. It's just hard to imagine because I know that I'm just so selfish right now. I think it'd be hard not to be. You've been single for this long. I've never had to tell anyone where I'm going, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Then I think about a wife. I'm like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then I think about a kid. I'm like, I don't want that right now.
Man, we're trying to plan for 2021, we're trying to plan a little group trip with a few other couples, just like something to look forward to, something, you know, geez, I hope we're able to do it, you know, in March of next year. But it's hilarious because us guys just kind of be like, we have a few other people kind of invited, but like we found this place that's great for like just our amount. So maybe just book it and kind of tell them like get a place down the road or something.
Gotcha.
Like as guys, we're like, that probably works. And the girls, so it's like four of us couples hanging out trying to plan this. And the girls go, but if Stephanie, so here's what I'm worried about.
Okay, hear me out.
If Stephanie hears about this, you know, she was the one who originally wanted to do this. And if she hears we did this for this dollar amount when she wanted this dollar amount, I just can see it. So maybe if we say it to it this way, and then Katie's like, we just have to consider others' feelings. I'm like, this was easier when I had to do this. Okay, now it's like, my wife's always like, let's think of others' feelings. I'm like, this again.
I never did this until a few months ago.
Gosh, darn. And they were in the middle of the girls all just doing this. There's a brief pause. I go, being a girl is wild. It's just, guys are just, I'm like, hey, man, we just booked this instead. Just like book that down the street. You'd probably be like, oh, yeah, cool.
Great. Well, I mean, but if Carly's over there.
But I see.
This, it's Joelle, they're both high fives.
But I'd like to be closer. Yeah.
So.
Or it's funny, too, with the. Well, we're trying to find like a pro tip for anyone out there. Airbnb has like these really luxury properties, but they fit like, you know, if you get like 18 people together, you could stay at this crazy multi-million-dollar home.
Oh,
yeah. It's like reasonable. So, but of course there's like some rooms that have like a queen bunk bed or something. And it's like, I don't care. I'll sleep there, but you know, we need to have our own space. I don't want to go to vacation. I want to have our own space. It'll be nice. We can sleep in, you know,
like we have our own space.
I'm like,
all the other times.
If you want me to shoot you straight, I'm going to be out playing spike ball 80% of the time on the beach.
It's like, once I get this shoulder healed up from basketball last week, I'm going to be out there spiking. Okay?
Y'all got to Google U-Ball. I'm going to give them a shout out. U-Ball, hit me up. Sponsor me. I've discovered the newest level up in white people beach day activity.
Okay.
It's a portable dual basketball hoops and a ball.
How high up we talking?
Up to 8.5 feet.
That's perfect for our athleticism.
Yeah, exactly. You can, so it has like a, also I love when I told that to several people, they're like, yeah, right. Like there's no way that would work. Like, do you think the people put all this time and effort into a product that they didn't make sure could like stick on the ground? That's what like, I don't.
What you're telling me right now for the first time sounds cool, but I just, without being able to see it, I just don't even believe it.
There's no way they can engineer that. I mean, yeah, I'm learning about this because you sent me a text that went up to space and back, but there's no way someone could figure out how to make a portable basketball hoop stick in the ground.
I have a tough time believing that.
It's like you can screw this peg into the ground and you stick it in there, similar to like an umbrella into its base.
Oh, sure.
We all know that.
Classic analogy.
It's just a mini hoop with plexiglass and a ball, and you just can play a full-on full court game of basketball on the beach.
I've played basketball on the beach, and it is so fun.
Dude, I cannot wait. I mean, I'm going to play that, frisbee, spike ball. I'm not going to talk to my wife.
You were going to be
in the bunk bed.
So transparent. You're going to be so white by the end of this summer. Like, wow. Trey, you look pale. You've been on the sun a lot. Yeah, I've just been playing U-ball and spike ball and pickleball. It just turned my skin so white.
Yeah.
it's a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's like when you're growing up, it's like, you don't eat too much chocolate. You'll turn into piece of chocolate. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
Don't play too much spike ball. You'll turn into
Larry Bird.
Mr. Rogers. Larry Bird.
You ever see pictures of him and be like, you led the league in scoring? There's no way. Were they trying?
Dude, one of my least favorite things is when old players try to argue, they're like, the players now would beat the heck out of, you know, the Bulls of the 90s. People are like, yeah, right, man. It's like, no, of course they would. We know everything in life year to year improves.
Yeah.
That's just
like
happened.
Modern medicine, technology, like people are getting, athletes are getting bigger and stronger faster.
But I think it shouldn't like undervalue. Like obviously if you're the best of the best at your time, that means you are more talented and you worked harder. And that's always the same. But it's like we're all just figuring out better ways to do things. So like Larry Bird, this crazy shot. I mean, he was one of the best to do it at his time. But like, think of the game speed right now. Larry Bird is not just kind of
he's not getting shot off.
Just kind of, you know, It's like now we have Kevin Durant, who's taller, more athletic, literally like crossover full court, like step back.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah.
Bob Cousy, dude. Legend. See that? He's literally dribbling, like looking down at the ball.
It's black different. And white. He's like sliding on the ground on his knee pads. Yeah. Just like, dude, like, forget Nate Robinson. Jake Paul could guard you.
Yeah.
Get Jake Paul in the 1950s NBA.
Larry Bird. That's glad we talked about them.
Yeah, got that off our chest. Wait, can you play U-ball? Have you seen? It seems like you've done some research. Can you still like drill it into the ground? The umbrella base analogy. Don't want to forget that.
Dirtish.
In like a little bit of standing water, like 6 inches of water.
Whoa, now you're talking, dude.
Because that'd be fun. Splash around.
Oh yeah.
Just wrestling with nearby.
The boys. Wrestling with the boys.
Wrestling. Get a little cauliflower ear. Do a little UFC fighting. Play with your hair.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Show them. Showing people my buttons.
Yeah, try to grab their trunk.
Yeah.
See what...
All right. Do you have an innie or an outie? Speaking of buttons.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's pretty innie, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Outies are... How do those happen?
I think, like, not like very good scissors.
They did, like, a pin the tail on the donkey.
Or that.
Vocal cord cut.
Oh. Does that just mean they just didn't get, like... It wasn't,
yeah, they
like,
just left a
flush.
Few inches out. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Oh.
I don't, they're like, I guess the dad cuts it a lot of times, right? I don't want any part of that. I don't want to mess that up. But think about it. These dads see their young daughters out and about with an Audi just thinking, if I had just been a little more precise.
If I had just practiced at home like Sheila asked me to with the Fiskars, we wouldn't have this problem.
My dad was killed it, man. I have a 1-inch innie. It's deep. It's deep.
You got lint in there after a long day.
You ever get lint in your belly button?
Yeah.
How does it happen?
I think
it's just physics, man. Your shirt rubs and somehow it collects and it just puts it in there. That's probably how they're like, it's just your body's natural lint collector.
Like reservoir.
Yeah.
Of sweat and lint. Yeah, it's kind of gross, but at the same time, I don't mind it.
It's kind of fun. It's a little treat at the end of the day.
I saw a video on the internet one time of a guy eating it. You know, it's like one of those like videos someone took like on a cell phone in public.
I was like,
a guy like picking his lint
like
and eating it.
TLC show. I can't stop eating lint.
Yeah, My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
Like lint eater.
I love my belly button.
It's nice. Belly buttons are kind of a fascinating thing. I mean, I'm such a little like science geek, but the fact that like, well, we have them for one is cool. And the fact that like we survived for 9 months inside of another human with no oxygen and no food, just through a little cord that went through our stomach.
It is.
How?
I don't know. I wish I could tap into that because we're going on like 9 months of not being able to do anything.
Yeah.
And I guess back then I was great at that.
You were chilling.
I killed it.
Yeah, you're just hanging out down here.
Yeah. Cuddled up in there. I might have cosmetic surgery to remove my belly button. Think how jarring that would be. Just at the pool, just shirt off. Yeah, man, toss me the frisbee. Be like, oh my. He's like, yeah, I'm from another planet.
Smooth.
I'm from another
what was
planet.
That Disney show? Was it Phil of the Future?
The 13th year, The Merman.
Maybe there were
There's
multiple
no
Disney shows.
There's no way. The Phil of the Future. Phil of the Future.
I don't have a belly button.
22nd century man. He was from the 22nd century. That
so
was
he
it.
Probably had a belly button. There was some
probably not.
Male Disney character.
He drove
character.
A Tesla. It was amazing. They predicted that.
They did nail that.
Yeah.
And like his dad's name in the show was Elon.
Yeah.
It's like, that's crazy that all came
it
true.
Was pretty
it's like
amazing.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I remember some Disney character didn't have a belly button, and when I was 12 watching it, freaked me out a little bit.
They'd use the word Desi in the show, and no one got it.
Oh, Lizzie McGuire, Desiest show on Disney right now.
Growing up, were you a bigger fan of Lizzie McGuire or Mark McGuire?
Oh, I mean, I'm from Missouri. Definitely Mark McGuire.
Oh, okay.
I was
there me too.
The year that he set the home run record.
Definitely
what I was going to say. Yeah, I saw him hit his 39th and 40th home run, Busch Stadium. Still remember it?
Cheater.
Yeah, turns out his biceps probably weren't that big naturally.
Yeah.
But wow, was it fun to watch his balls fly.
Yeah.
Wow, it was awesome.
Yeah, they should let athletes just, they could take a little HGH. It's more fun for us.
A little bit. Let's see some home runs.
Yeah.
I did like Lizzie McGuire, though. Okay, were you more Lizzie McGuire or That's So Raven?
That's So Raven.
Yeah.
It was so fun, man. That's So Raven. Shout out, her friend Eddie isn't doing too well. You ever seen stuff of him?
No.
He's done some interviews where he has a drug problem or something, but he's just some crazy interviews. Kind of
really?
Like, kind of, it's like if Floyd Mayweather wasn't successful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Looks like that.
Floyd Mayweather, if he spoke the way he did, but was broke, people would be like, get this guy in a psychiatry ward. But yeah, he's like, his default is just like, look at this. Look at this photo of a check that's worth $195 million.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's doing something right, I guess.
Isn't Mayweather the one who can't read or write?
Yeah, it was.
I think. I'm not even making that up.
I think, I forget which. Maybe was it Mike Tyson? Some boxer was like, I'll fight Floyd Mayweather if he agrees to read one page of Harry Potter on his Instagram or something. And he never, he just, I think he sent back and said, read this. And it was a picture of a check worth however much money. But there's rumors that he can't read.
It's interesting because like, I think the word savant is used for someone who's maybe on the spectrum, but is still extremely talented in like mathematics or memory.
Right.
And like Floyd Mayweather is like an accidental savant. We're like extremely good at boxing and just never just learned how to read or write.
The rest.
Yeah.
I mean, don't mean to. He's going to be the richest guy to not know how to read.
Yeah. Floyd, if you're listening, though, huge fan.
Yeah.
Don't come fight me.
Yeah, don't. I mean, I would give up my ability to read for $500 million. It would probably be worth it.
I would think about it, but then I would do it.
Yeah, I would think about it.
Yeah. And then I would use puns with my last name all the time. April's been all right, but oh, I am just looking forward to this Mayweather. And everyone would just laugh and laugh because I'm Floyd. Rich and they have to because I paid them to hang out with me.
Floyd. Episode two.
Episode
Desiest
two.
Desiest one yet.
Yes, so Desi.
Desiest one yet. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel, Trey Kennedy Studios, where you can see this entire episode, as well as fun clips from each episode.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get a little snippets.
Snip snap.
You can subscribe to get a bonus podcast episode from me and Jake, whatever his name
is. I'm Week. Every He's Jake. Week.
This is Trey with my weakling co-host, Week. Trey and Jake, bonus podcast once per week. For what we call our Do Less guest. You can sign up for that at treykennedy.com/DLG. Portion that goes to a good cause. And we're back at it. Live stream went well. And we got a bunch of videos coming in August, so stay tuned.
A lot in August.
A lot in August.
I think this is time to talk about it. No?
No.
No? Okay.
Just wait. Just pay attention. Tomorrow's an announcement.
Oh, okay. See, you know. Trey of the future.
Trey of the future. He's a 21st century man.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening again. Please subscribe. Give us 5-star reviews. We'll see you next Friday.
The review, just real quick. We got so many reviews. I read every single one of them. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Keep them coming. I'm going to keep reading every single one of them.
It's one thing to listen. It's another thing to take the time to type us up something nice. So we're reading the reviews, every single one of them.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was cool.
So if you want to holler at us or have a suggestion even, we read the comments. The review comments. So
yes.
Thank you. Episode 2 in the books. We'll see you next Friday. Do less. God bless.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.